We begin with one of the seniors on this women's team in Taisha Traore. Thank you so much for spending a few moments.
Yeah, of course.
A pretty good way to celebrate your first start for the Phoenix earlier this season. 6 points and 9 rebounds. And Coach just talked earlier about the improvement in your program and in your performance. What's been the key for you getting better on a year-in and year-out basis?
Well, it's definitely not easy. I'd say the biggest thing is being coachable and being open to feedback, because if you're very closed-minded, if you let things like sit on your mind, then you're not going to ever get better. You have to be able to listen to what they're saying and not the way they're saying it sometimes, because that's the only way that you're going to improve.
That is a very astute observation. First time I've heard a player say you've got to listen to what they're saying and not how they're saying it.
Yeah.
What's the best way for you to learn in terms of the information and how they're saying that information?
I like it when they just tell it to me straight, honestly. You know, like, I just need to hear it, absorb it, and then I can apply what they told me to do.
A couple of big events in the last few weeks for this ball club, including the Play for K game yesterday, and then 2 weeks back, the celebration of 50 years of women's athletics here at Egon. Coach and I have talked before about the history that surrounds this program, the place it holds in the state of North Carolina women's basketball. How impactful is it for you and your teammates to be a part of this?
Oh, my goodness. It's crazy. I think one of the biggest things that I think about when I hear about the 50 years at Elon in women's sports is how much that we take for granted sometimes. Because some of the things are difficult. But a few weeks ago, we were able to talk with some of the alumni that were here. And we heard about their stories, like what they used to go through, how they used to have to drive themselves to games. They didn't get pregame meal. They didn't get like per diem or anything like that. So it's just crazy to see how far it's come.
One more event, Princess Day last Sunday, and Coach talked about it last week. Peyton Carter talked about it last Monday night as well. It seems like an event that not only the little people enjoy, but that you guys enjoy, because it offers a chance of bringing everybody in the same place and the connection with regards to Elon basketball and the community.
Right. Yeah, so Princess Day is super cute, and I know that a lot of our games have a lot of a younger crowd also, but I think it's a really big reminder that what we're doing is bigger than basketball. So, like, yes, we're going to go out there and we're going to play the actual sport, but it's also a reminder that there are little kids watching us and there are little kids that look up to us. So it's just like there's more to keep in mind than, oh, how good I play in this game.
This is a rather large senior class. Coach and I were talking about it earlier. By my math, it's 8 different people that are in the group, including 5 of you that have been here since day one, Ariana taking that redshirt year. Mm-hmm. 2-part question. Is it easy for you to put into words what the last 4 years has meant?
No, not at all. It's crazy. I was just thinking, it feels like it was yesterday that I was living in Global my freshman year with Kayla and Bree, and now we're about to graduate in a few months. It's really crazy. And I know everyone's always like, oh, like, don't take it for granted. It goes by so fast. And when you're a freshman, you're like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, I'm going to be here forever. But it really does go by very, very fast. And it's crazy to see how far all of us have come.
Was it fun for you, being that you've lived with her and she's a teammate, to celebrate that 1,000-point milestone on Friday night?
Yes, it was awesome. Like, Bree's the GOAT. Like, that's my point guard, you know. I was really, really proud of her. It's really awesome to see that.
Second part question. Some groups that come in only walk in with 2, maybe 3. Sam Sherry will join us here in just a little bit. He's one of those people that comes in with RJ Nord in the class. Mm-hmm. Has it meant more to have a big group to do this with?
Yeah, I think for sure, because, I mean, there's just kind of a special bond that we all have, just having been here and, like, been through, like, all of these different things together. Like, there are some inside jokes that me and the other seniors will have. We're like, oh, y'all younger people, like, y'all don't know anything about that. Like, when she was here, like, that's crazy. But, yeah.
Your major?
Con design, yeah.
What would you like to do once you leave here?
So right now I'm thinking about grad school, but if that doesn't pan out, then I don't mind taking a gap year or just kind of looking for freelance jobs, or I would like to work for a firm.
Perfect.
Stuff like that.
Taja, thank you.
Yeah, of course.